T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Tom Rivers, our ABC News correspondent, joins us now live from London. It's been, what, just over an hour now since Theresa May stepped out in front of number 10 Downing Street and made the announcement that she's stepping down?
Yeah, exactly. And many people are saying, why has it taken so long to get to this point? It basically was a confrontation. We had the chairman of what's called the 1922 Committee, a committee of backbenchers. These are Conservative Party lawmakers who are not in cabinet. And they basically said, either you choose a date to leave, or we're going to go back and we're going to have another vote of no confidence, and you will be unceremoniously taken out of the position. So she decided on the former. The date in the frame is the 7th of June, at which point she'll become a caretaker prime minister, waiting for a successor. Going to be kind of a playoff kickoff, if you will, going through that process, finding out who's going to be the next prime minister here. But again, it all boils down to her very, very bad handling of the entire Brexit process going back almost 3 years now.
Let me ask you if there's anybody who's seen as a front runner to replace Theresa May.
Yeah, and these things can change. But as of right now, it's President Trump's favorite, if you will, Boris Johnson, the former foreign secretary and the former mayor of London. And he kind of has come in from the camp of, let's play hardball with the European Union. If we can't get the terms we want, we'll just quit on the 31st of October. His position is we'll quit under World Trade Organization rules, and that's fine. So we're going to see what's going to happen. And we're going to be talking, it's going to be a heavyweight fight now the next few months between London and Brussels. What's going to shake out? Nobody knows.
You know, to draw a comparison to the immigration issue in the United States, where Republicans and Democrats both say, oh my gosh, we got to do something, whether it's slam the border closed or immigration reform, but yet for, 20 years, no one has been able to get the votes to get something achieved. Do you think a new prime minister, in all fairness to Theresa May, will that person be able to cobble together some sort of coalition to execute on Brexit? I mean, she's been ineffective, but can somebody make that happen?
It's a great question. She has been, by definition, very ineffective. She's the worst baseball manager in your division. What do you do? Well, you get her out of there. You get somebody else and make the best of the rest of your season. Probably somebody can do a better job. Can they get to the top and actually secure a deal that Parliament can sign up to? Watch this space. But there are better managers out there, and we'll see in the coming weeks which one the British Conservatives decide to run with.
So what will the reaction be like this weekend around London and Great Britain in large? Will people be happy that she's leaving, or is there a surprise that it's finally happened on this Friday?
You know, in a way, you feel, well, there's going to be some people saying, oh, I feel sorry for her. She was kind of handed a poison chalice. Others are going to be saying, look, she was so ineffective. We got to get off of this space and get going in some other direction. So maybe there's a sense of relief as well that it's up to somebody else now to try to forge a way forward, because she certainly could not. She wanted to bring back her 3 times failed deal to Parliament coming up in the first week in June. And, of course, that would have gone over like a lead balloon. And the people in her own party knew that, and they said, look, enough, finally, is enough. What's the deal? What's the date? And we found out today, 7th of June, that's the important date.
Yeah. All right, well, the big announcement that Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, stepping down effective June 7th, that announcement's just been made in the last hour in London. And Tom Rivers, our ABC News correspondent in London, really appreciate you joining us. I'm really curious, as much as we have beaten up on Theresa May, and I think she deserved that, will someone else actually be able to execute on this. That may make her look good in another year. We'll see. Thanks, Tom.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.